I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Reading to do. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, an 1,159-page bipartisan compromise finalized before midnight to fund the government and avert another shutdown. Democrats are urging President Trump to sign it. So is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Take this as a down payment. Go into the defense bill and move money around like Congress allowed you to do last year and build this damn wall.
And Democrats have said he doesn't have the authority to find funding elsewhere. Paul Manafort could be facing a longer prison sentence now that the Trump campaign chairman's plea deal with special counsel Mueller has been voided in court.
The judge concluding Manafort made multiple false statements to the special counsel, the FBI, and a grand jury about matters that were material to the Russia investigation. Manafort was already convicted of financial crimes in a separate case when he took the deal to avoid another trial. The agreement required Manafort fully, truthfully, completely, and forthrightly answer questions.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport. Vice President Pence pokes our allies in a Middle East conference in Poland, saying in Europe they're not being cooperative on Iran, still in the nuclear deal the U.S. pulled out of.
In fact, they've led the effort to create mechanisms to break up our sanctions.
It's been a year since this nightmare in Florida.
The shooter shot through the door, poked in, shot a couple people next to me. I was sitting right behind a cabinet, and the bullet passed my ear.
17 students and adults were murdered at Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, where Fox's Evan Brown is live.
Yeah, Dave, classes went into session here about 20 minutes ago, and the school day will only be a couple of hours long. Students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High and other area schools are being encouraged to spend the day at service projects. Outside the school this morning, it's quite calm. School buses arrived and left with no incident. Some parents drove their children up to the school doors. Others walked along the sidewalk to reach the campus, which is encircled by Broward County Sheriff's deputies. Schools all over Florida will observe a moment of silence at 10:17 this morning, Dave.
And some of those student survivors have been active in gun control calls. This is Fox News.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
William Barr is expected to get the thumbs up today from the Senate in a vote to confirm him as the next Attorney General. Republicans support Barr, but Democrats do not, fearful of his oversight of the special counsel's Russia probe. At the House, Democrats send a message to the White House about U.S. military involvement in Yemen.
A resolution calling for the U.S. military to stop supporting Saudi Arabia's led war in Yemen without congressional approval cleared the House 248-177.
Today is the day that Congress begins to take back its jurisdiction over war and peace.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Democrat Elliot Engel says Congress after Congress has relinquished war powers. Top Committee Republican Michael McCaul warns it sends the wrong signal to Iran.
This resolution is counterproductive also to the efforts that are ongoing right now to negotiate peace.
The Senate approved a similar Yemen resolution in the previous Congress. The White House had threatened to veto. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Secretary of the Army says there will be an investigation, calling unacceptable the shoddy housing conditions military families detailed at a Senate hearing yesterday. Military spouse Crystal Cornwall says she spent 2 years documenting private-run housing on bases.
I received hundreds of reports from military families of mold growth, rodent and pest infestations, moisture intrusion, lead and asbestos exposures.
Another spouse, Jana Driver, called it out of control.
They are covering up, painting over mold, threatening military members with their command, using scare tactics and intimidation.
In Denver, negotiators worked into the early morning hours trying to come up with a deal to end a teacher's strike that has gone on so far for the first 3 days of this week. Teachers demanding more pay. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. The Dow could go up for a third straight day. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Happy Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, yeah. Thursday morning. Local news from Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with local news. Two Urbana teens involved in a fight at Urbana High School pleaded guilty to mob action. Urbana police are still looking for a ninth person. Eight freshmen and sophomore boys were charged with mob action after the brawl on February 4th. The sentencing dates for the two who pleaded guilty are April 9th and 18th. Weather permitting, the 200 block of North McCullough Street between West Main Street and Griggs Street will be closed to traffic on both directions from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. between Monday, February 18th and Wednesday, February 20th due to tree pruning by the Urbana Public Works Arbor Division. Also, weather permitting, eastbound traffic along 700 block of West University Avenue between North Busey Avenue and North Kohler Avenue will be cut down to one lane between 9:30 a.m. and noon on Wednesday, February 20th. That's news. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
All right, your Valentine's Day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. I doubt they're busy today. 367 Rose, BlossomBasket.com. You can try. They're busy. On Cunningham, you can stop in and buy
especially
something.
Especially stopping in.
Yeah, stopping in.
Pick something out of the cooler.
I think you're out of luck on delivery, I would think. Anyway, stop in at Kerr. That's Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana. Yep. Also, Blossom Basket Florist, Windsor and Duncan Village at the Crossing Champaign. And our forecast for the day.
Up to 49 today, down to 17. Windy conditions, some clouds. Clouds tomorrow with a high 25, low 16. Sunny on Saturday with a high 34. Up to 32 on Sunday. We have a chance for morning snow. Right now, the temperature's at 37. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I remember this day quite vividly.
Valentine's Day.
Very, very vividly. 1990. We'll get into that. If anybody's old enough to remember Valentine's Day.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
We'll do it 20 after all detail. It was stunning. I mean, yikes. Illinois plays tonight. Columbus, Ohio, Ohio State. I found the point spread, if you're interested in knowing, on who's favored and by how much. But the Fighting Illini, a little bit different than they were when they played in Chicago at the United Center in front of about 3,000 people. Ohio State beat us up there in an empty stadium by 10. But we can compete tonight with the way we're playing.
That's so anyway, right. We got a little mo going on.
6 o'clock tonight, the Illini play. I think it's BTN, uh-huh. Big Ten Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Clifton, Dallas, Texas. Cameron, how are you?
I'm doing. For inviting me.
Nice to have you here. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I got 1,159 pages that nobody would have time to read again. We've done that before. I don't understand. I thought you're supposed to have 72 right. hours. 1,159 pages of gobbledygook lawyer speak that nobody gets. Anyway.
Well, and let's not forget, Stevie, from the woman who said, when you sign it, you can read it.
No, I know. But
pass
sign it and we'll find out what's in it, right?
And then you can read it.
No,
yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just we do the same things, and when the president calls it the swamp, listen, the reason he won is we got tired of stuff, and yet stuff continues. Anyway, it's there unless there's the, quote, poison pills of only $1.3 billion or no more than, the president's probably going to sign it unless there's some stupid things in there that he's not going to sign.
Well, I think you're right. And I think the other side of that is that when Speaker Pelosi got away with that with the health care bill, she will not, she had a different president in the White House. So Trump is having scores of people pour through that looking for, you know, what I think what he called, you know, the secret bombs or whatever. I can't remember what he called it. He had a pet name for it, but as he does for most things. But this time around, if there's anything in there, I think that we'll hear about it right away. And I think that on its own will be very revealing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people are really getting tired of the theater of governance as opposed to the hard work of governance. And that's going to hurt them, I believe.
Well, again, we'll see. But nobody wants another partial shutdown. But it's interesting how 3% more than they did last month are for a wall, meaning, in my mind, more people are getting educated on what's going on.
Yes, exactly. And the more, it's interesting, the more that you ask people from either side of the aisle, you know, in your hometown or in my world, people that I deal with every day, their opinions around a socialist-oriented Democrat party are morphing. I think at the beginning they were like, yes, let's get on with this. You know, we'll pull back on all these, you know, Trump-isms. And now that they're seeing what that really means, then they're not as excited about it.
Yeah.
Because what they thought would be like, you know, kumbaya has turned into, you know, like a mini Venezuela on our horizon.
Yeah. And as far as more investigations into the president, heck, we're going to be in a campaign in 4 months. And if you hit me in the arm enough, it's not just not going to hurt anymore. I look at these.
Well, didn't you love the headline yesterday? No collusion.
Yeah. Well, that
no
doesn't,
evidence
yeah,
of collusion.
It doesn't matter. We're going to dig into his taxes and we're going to find this guy because they can't believe they've not been able to get rid of him after 900 tries. I mean, it's amazing. He is Teflon.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But, you know, this is the good news. And I want to thank you again. I know I thank you every time, but thank you for being part of the Fourth Estate, because we don't really have a strong Fourth Estate without News Talk Radio and your show. It's amazing how convoluted stories become once they get into the hand of mainstream media or, you know, a digital world that is absolutely aligned with Democrats, and we can be aligned with some of their concepts because, you know, we're all in this together, but this march towards socialism is not an American concept. We have been fighting this for over 100 years, and I hope we win.
Well, obviously, we're the fabric of this country is not lay on the couch all day and somebody pays me. And when we start doing that, unwilling to work, as said in the Green New Deal,
right,
we're done. I mean, it's a shame that we blew it after 240 years, but we can blow it. I mean, we can mess this up. I don't think if I go to the mall and I say, will you go to work at 6 a.m. every day and give half the money to the person playing video games next door, I don't think anybody would say that's good.
Well, exactly, and that's why we need you guys to keep talking about this. Because the minute that we give up our voice around this, they win.
Yeah.
And so many attempts have been made to silence News Talk Radio over the last, you know, 4 decades.
Well, and to be...
But it has to be. It has to be because it is the strongest voice for preserving American values.
But, Cameron, let me say, I'm for the party of common sense. I think the Republicans are suited up like the Democrats. I think it's one big club. They all ought to be in there 10 years and go home.
You know, when you want to deal on this, I can do that with you.
Mm-hmm.
I could do days on that because the reality is that there are three kinds of people in Congress. There are the ones who really want to go and really want to serve. There are the ones who go there to, you know, align their pockets. And then there are the ones who go with an agenda that is much more about radically changing the way that America leads us to a globalist, you know, being part of the global network. So, and you can look at who supports them. You can look at who gives them money and figure it out pretty easily. And that's the scary part. And a lot of the institutions in this country that we don't think of as being part of that cabal, and I think it is, are like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They're huge in it. And when I look at a candidate and they are being supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I immediately mark them off my list.
Wow. Okay. Cameron Clifton, how do people connect with you?
If they would connect with me through LinkedIn. And for their benefit, I have over 5,000 people in my LinkedIn account, so they would have instant access to all those people as if we were connected. And the other thing is that I respond to everyone who sends me anything through LinkedIn.
Nice. Cameron Clifton, you can reach her through LinkedIn.
You guys should sign up with me too, Stevie. Y'all are not in my network.
I'm not.
Cameron, he's a little behind. The LinkedIn is just one more thing for Stevie J.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I'm a member of LinkedIn. I'm just not very active.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know your son Nathaniel is.
Okay. I'm
in
out
my
there,
network.
But I'm getting to a point where it's like, you know, okay.
Now what?
Wait, exactly. Well, being 94 years old, Camera, it definitely is, you know, it's like, wow, okay. Anyway.
Okay, in 40 years, when you are that, you're up, I guess.
Camera, pleasure always. Thank you.
God bless you, and have a fabulous day. Thank you for being fourth of our state.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. God bless you as well. All right. Illinois at Ohio State tonight. Anybody want to guess what the point spread is?
Well, they beat us in December.
Yeah.
They were ranked 19 at that time.
But we've won 4 out of 5. They've won 4 out of 5.
Right.
So?
Should be a good contest in Columbus. It's a 6 o'clock tip.
Buckeyes are 8.5-point favorites, which feels like a lot.
Yeah.
But we have not won on the road in the Big Ten. So what
and I see ESPN2 is where you'll find it.
ESPN2, the Deuce. And that's tonight at 6 o'clock. Hey, you know what? 8.5-point underdog, that seems like a lot, but... Again, we have not won on the road in the Big Ten yet.
That's right.
So let's go.
Have their games been home games, too? Or we don't know. On
4 out of 5. No, some have been on the road.
Okay.
They've been playing better. They had like a lull in there, but they're fighting for the NCAA tournament. We're fighting to spoil stuff and maybe make the NIT, I think, is what we're trying.
Right, right. Illinois and Iowa for the ladies. The women are 10-14 on the season, 2-11 in the Big Ten, and Hawkeyes are 10-3 in the Big Ten and 19-5 overall. So that should be a tough contest for them, but we could do it. Number 14, Illinois win the battle 4-2 against number 7, UCLA in Chicago with a 4-1 overall record heading to the IDTA National Indoor Championships. Brad Dancer's excited about his Illinois men's tennis team. We had Milwaukee over the Pacers, 106-97. Bulls over the Grizzlies, 122-110. St. Louis Blues and Arizona Coyotes in action on ice tonight. We have the bobbleheads, and more pictures are coming in. They're so entertaining to see. Tay and Carp sitting on the shoulder. They're sitting on the shelf there.
Yeah.
And that's happening at Game Day Spirit. At Neil and Kirby, walk on in. You could be the winner after you send that selfie to 359-2255 to get the full set, including Kendall Gill, Marcus Liberty, Lowell Hamilton, Kenny Battle, Nick Anderson. And we'll throw in the Lou Henson bobblehead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the Nike Flying Illini quarter zip that you can wear to the exclusive Flying Illini reunion on the 23rd.
Yeah.
This is a really cool contest. We'll announce the winner Wednesday, the 20th, between 4 and 6 during the Tank Carp Show. Details at ESPNCU.com.
Well, not to mention you get game tickets, too.
Yeah.
You're going to the game. You're going to the party. You're hanging with the boys.
And, you know, try to be respectful when you're around Kenny Battle.
So you try and get in his space, it'd be a little annoying. Kenny, what are you doing after this?
I'm actually saying this to you, Stevie.
Hey, Kenny, how are you? Where are you going after this? You guys going, what's your cell again?
I don't know if I have your digits.
Can I have your cell?
Exactly.
I promise not to call more than 7 times a day. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right. right the first time, visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Up to 48, down to 17, 20% chance of precipitation, otherwise cloudy and windy today. Clouds on tomorrow's forecast, high 25, low 16. Sunny Saturday with a high 34, 32 on Sunday with some morning snow. Right now, 37, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Valentine's Day, February 14, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Coca-Cola's reporting a mixed quarter. It was selling more Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, water, and sports drinks. Tea and coffee sales increased too. Sales of juice, dairy, and plant-based beverages declined. Coca-Cola's earnings were weaker than expected. Canada Goose is selling more of its luxury parkas. Its earnings were stronger than expected for the holiday quarter. Canada Goose is predicting a stronger year. It is also planning a second factory in Quebec. Outback Steakhouse had a better-than-expected holiday quarter. Bloomin' Brands, its parent company, says business improved and it opened 30 new restaurants recently, including 24 outside the U.S. Business also improved at Carrabba's Italian Grill, which is also owned by Bloomin' Brands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Champagne.com. Well, as you file tax returns, Busey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund. Tax identity theft has been one of the most common forms of identity theft the past 6 years. In observance of Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week, Busey teams with experts. They just work on getting you to protect yourself, like filing as early as possible, secure your Wi-Fi connection, shred sensitive documents, lock away secure documents, secure your tax return, monitor your mail, and avoid scammer schemes. The IRS will never contact you by email, text, or social media. They'll contact you by mail. A warning sign of tax identity theft is when the IRS denies your tax return, meaning someone has already filed it under your name. Contact the IRS if that happens. Close bank accounts. Contact the three major credit bureaus and pay your taxes. Remember, best way to protect yourself from fraud is to be proactive. Busey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may compromise your personal or financial information. Visit the Information Security Center at Busey.com or call 800-67-BUSEY. Call today. Member FDIC. Now, what happened this day, 1990, 359-2255? Where were you, Diane?
Oh, boy.
Not the memory that I had. Okay, so here's...
Well, I mean, I know the weather was bad, and I was doing radio at K104 at the time.
I went out to TJ Maxx. That's where Janet parked.
Okay.
Because she carpooled to Bloomington.
Oh.
She worked over at Growmark in Bloomington as a market research analyst. And I went out to scrape her windows. And I scraped one side, went to the other side. The other side was iced up already. And I couldn't do the windshield without it icing on the other side. So the conditions were absolutely ideal for bad weather. So I said, oh, this could be bad. So I gave up because I had to go because I was working at the Illinois basketball game that night. And it was Illinois Northwestern on February 14, 1990. It was Lou Henson. We're going to win. I mean, it was normal. Northwestern coming to town, you know, win by 20 and enjoy the night. But as I was walking in, I remember I had one of those rain trench coats, the old businessy looking
yes.
thing. Imagine Stevie J in a rain trench coat.
That London fog.
Yeah,
ran.
Exactly. It was London fog. And I'm walking in because I didn't have a parking pass. I still worked at the scores table, but I had to park somewhere. And so I walked. And what just stuck with me forever is that I had the icy rain going up my pants. I had dress pants on, but it was still getting to my calf. I'm going, what's going on? It's going in all directions. It was stunning. And it was just, I could, had my head down. It was coming. I don't think a lot of people made the game.
Right.
Because of the storm. And then the next day, I'm looking online here, and I just typed in February 14, 1990.
Uh-huh.
Up comes a picture of the News Gazette of a tree completely engulfing a car that had fallen over. And we went through, what, between 3 and 7 days, 8 days of no power.
Tim in Farmer City says the ice storm of 1990. We missed 3 days of school and were out of power at my house for 5 days.
It was up to 8 or 9. I remember somehow our first home on Charles Street, I got power back in 2 days, and I was too embarrassed to say it on the air because I felt so bad. But yeah. People had, remember transistor radio?
Right.
They had transistor radios, and I, at the time I was on in the afternoon from 1 to 5. And the whole show for 5 straight days was a conduit of, hey, what do you know about this?
Uh-huh.
And all they had was a little transistor radio. No power, no heat, food spoiling. Remember Diana Foods? Diana Foods over right. Near Prospect Bay, where Busey is now, used to be a grocery
okay.
store.
Okay.
And some guy called and was ripping on them, and I said, that's not true. And Dave Diana called and said, man, I really appreciate you telling them that.
Right.
It was just a back and forth of information when radio was truly a means of communication.
Right.
You listen to the radio for school closings. You listen to the radio for, because it was what you did. If you didn't have power, you didn't have television. So you had to listen to the radio. And it was an unusual storm. I mean, we had one, nobody remembers this, but we had one in 1967, where Dad and Mom actually took us to Lincoln Square with the Whale and McBride's and all these other things, and we stayed at the lodge, whatever it was at that time, and stayed there for a number of days because no power at that time. But the ice storm of 67 was probably like 1990, that kind of bad.
Uh-huh.
But I'll never forget that day, and it is emblazoned on my memory bank because of that moisture going up my dress pants.
Wow. Well, and we had a fireplace, so I remember Mom doing, you know, ham and beans and things like that on the fireplace and just gathering in one room and just making it happen with the quilts on the windows and things like that. So,
I mean, how would we handle that today? Can you imagine 14-year-olds not having the video or the phone? I guess you'd have phone. You wouldn't be able to charge it. So when she's gone, right?
I guess.
What would happen?
I know, my husband goes through the generators and makes sure they're working and things like
so
that.
So you guys, you would be unaffected because you have a generator. And I think they're probably more common than they were in 1990.
Probably so.
It's not as big a deal to get a generator hooked up to power at least something, maybe the furnace and refrigerator or something.
Right.
You can be selective on that.
But I started in radio. It's actually my 30th anniversary year.
The anniversary, yeah.
And this was my first, big, weather event
yeah.
where, like you said, radio was the mainstream, and that's how you were getting your information. And, you know, we had to stay on. You had to know how yeah. to do the tower and get the power and all of that.
I don't think I did the tower stuff, but I did take all the calls, and the banks were nonstop blink. It was like, whoa. This is important.
I mean, when we were at Neil and Windsor, you had that yeah. manual where you had to know how to do.
I never did that.
Okay. Well, they had people back then, too, engineers
yeah.
that were
well,
there.
Well, we had.
Gene Bammert and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you, in the day, you had to kind of read the meters, and I did that before, but okay. not there.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, I did some of that.
Back in the day when it meant something, yeah. you got a radio card and were endorsed by the FCC.
Didn't
and
have to do that, yeah.
That.
I missed the test. They banned the test, said you didn't need it right
okay.
when I.
Yeah, I did it at EIU.
I don't think it was required.
Okay.
But it's good to do. All those things we had to learn. Anyway, that's what the anniversary. 29 years ago, Champaign-Urbana was not good.
Right.
And struggling with a whole lot of things with that weather. Okay, we're going to go live to the White House. That's coming up next. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, essentially the office of one John Decker. Stand by. It's 7:30, ESPN 93.5.
When you lie down on a Tempur-Pedic LuxAdapt, you'll feel how it conforms to every inch of you. So, no more tossing and turning, or I love you, but please stop moving kind of sleep, because Tempur-Pedic adapts to every pressure point, so the only thing waking you up is your alarm. This President's Day, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Visit Tempur-Pedic.com today to find an exclusive retailer near you, because there's nothing like Tempur-Pedic sleep.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Votes are expected today on a spending bill to avoid another partial government shutdown Saturday.
Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Coons says even though there's not as much money as President Trump wanted for border barriers,
it will invest more in border security. It'll invest in modern technology. It'll invest in more border fencing. For us to have another pointless government shutdown, I think would be the height of dysfunction.
President Trump says the bill will be carefully reviewed before he decides whether to sign it. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe tells 60 Minutes on CBS that he, after President Trump fired James Comey as director, immediately started an investigation into whether President Trump was working for Russia so that...
Were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
McCabe was fired last March. The investigation was taken over by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Urbana teens involved in a fight at Urbana High School pleaded guilty to mob action. Urbana police are still looking for a ninth person. Eight freshmen and sophomore boys were charged with mob action after the brawl on February 4th. The sentencing dates for the two who pleaded guilty are April 9th and 18th. Weather permitting, the 200 block of North McCullough Street between West Main Street and Griggs Street will be closed to traffic on both directions from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. between Monday, February 18th and Wednesday, February 20th due to tree pruning by the Urbana Public Works Arbor Division. Also, weather permitting, eastbound traffic along 700 block of West University Avenue between North Busey Avenue and North Kohler Avenue will be cut down to one lane between 9:30 a.m. and noon on Wednesday, February 20th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the wonderful center of the universe, as I say, Philo, Illinois, has been rocked this morning with the death of Johnny Mumaw, who died in a vehicle accident near Louisville, Kentucky, yesterday morning about 10:30. We didn't hear about it till 5. So we're not sure exactly the details, except Johnny was a enormous village trustee. I mean, he was just a Philo man.
And
he was so important and supporter of Rocket football,
that's
basketball.
Right, on our stations. And Jason Ron from Tuscola said, I would like to give our condolences to Johnny Mumaw, a great man in the Philo community and a supporter of Rocket athletics.
Yeah, Johnny Mumaw was 68, I believe. So really sad news. Our thoughts and prayers to his family. Johnny Mumaw has died at the age of 68, Philo, Illinois, just a stalwart, just a advocate, Philo man.
It's, what a great citizen.
The town is obviously reeling this morning. And again, our thoughts and prayers with the family and all involved. 7:34, we're going to check John Decker, live from the White House, journalist extraordinaire coming up.
Well, starting out kind of a gray day, but milder with a high 49. 17 our low tonight. That's why we got these windy conditions and a 20% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow's high 25, down to 16. Sunshine expected Saturday with a high 34. Morning snow in the forecast Sunday with a high of 32. 37 now on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Yeah, journalist extraordinaire live from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a.k.a. John Decker's office. How are you?
Hey, I am well. How are you doing, Stevie? Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you're doing well today.
Yes, sir, we are. Okay, never a dull moment. We've got the over 1,100 pages done now. Will there be a partial government shutdown? And I love it when they say, let's just sign it and read it and find out what's in it after. We've done that one before.
That's right. But the president, it seems, is likely to sign this border security deal. Ultimately, is being put into legislation. The president will sign that. Could be as early as today that he could sign that legislation, which will keep the government funded through the end of this fiscal year, September the 30th. So we won't have this issue again for the rest of this year. And the president next year can ask for more money for a border wall with Mexico after getting nearly $1.4 billion this year. And I have no doubt, Stevie, he's going to ask for more money in years 5, 6, 7, and 8 should he get a second term.
If there is in this document says only 1.3 or no more than 1.3, is that not what they're calling the poison pill?
Well, that's right. You know, the president speaks about somehow getting money from elsewhere or transferring money from elsewhere in the government. There's no slush fund that exists out there in the government. So I honestly don't know what the president is referring to when he says that. And this number, $1.4 billion, you know, I think he should applaud the negotiators on the Republican side for getting this number for him. Keep in mind where the president was before the government shutdown in late December. He was at zero. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, said she would give him $1 for the border wall. We got $1.4 billion, which is nothing to sneeze at. It builds 55 miles of border barrier between the U.S. and Mexico. And he gets this year. He can ask for more money next year and then in successive years. So I think that, you know, the president should be pleased. It's not everything he wants. He wanted $5.7 billion, but you're not going to get it all at once, and he can get that in the succeeding years that he's president.
And isn't it true that there's been a lot more education on this? The poll numbers are reflecting that?
Absolutely.
His approval, that I think it's directly from his State of the Union, but the approval was, according to Rasmussen, what, 52 last week?
Well, that's right. And his number in the Fox News poll, which, of course, we rely on, is 46%. And keep in mind, Barack Obama got reelected with a number around 40, the mid-40s. Mm. George W. Bush got reelected with his approval ratings in the mid-40s. So the president should be pleased about where his numbers are right now. And they've ticked up, regardless of what poll you're looking at, whether it's Rasmussen or whether you're looking at the Fox News poll.
Yeah.
They've ticked up, and that's a good thing for the president.
Okay. What's been the read on Washington and the Green New Deal?
Well, the read is you hear from the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is going to put every senator on the record as to how they feel about the Green Deal, because he's going to have a vote on the Green Deal. And this will show that many members of the Democratic Party are very far left. And Mitch McConnell wants those individuals, particularly those running for president. And there's a number of senators who are running for president: Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders. You know, it seems like every day there's a new senator on the Democratic side who gets in the race. Mitch McConnell wants each of those senators running for president to be on the record, to be saying that they are for this new Green Deal, which is very far left when you read through it.
You know what? I don't think an independent can win, but I really believe Howard Schultz, if there's ever been a moment, it might be now, but boy, will he be trashed by particularly the left.
He's already been vilified.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've interviewed Howard Schultz, and I think his story is a tremendous story in terms of what he did in building up Starbucks. He didn't found Starbucks, but he certainly built it into the worldwide company it is today. And it's going to be difficult for Democrats to vilify him. He's got a good story to tell, and I agree with you, Stevie. He's going to get some traction, and that traction is going to hurt Democrats. It's not going to hurt the president.
Okay. Well, you know what? Time will tell, and you never know. I would hope that they figure this thing out with immigration, get it going, move on to something else. But, you know, and the more I hear about more investigations into the president, at some point, John Decker, I'm kind of numb to it. It's just like, what else is new?
Well, look, you know, I get that. I get, you know, a lot of things make people in America numb anymore. But, you know, that being said, when you drive home your position, particularly if it's like the president has on the need for border security, you see that effort pays dividends. The president on that particular issue, I think, has succeeded. You look at the latest Fox News polling. It seems as if I think over 60% of Americans essentially like the border deal that was reached, this bipartisan border deal that was reached, which provides not only money for the border wall with Mexico, but also increased funding for other elements of border security. And that's the bill the president's, I believe, ultimately going to sign.
John Decker, journalist extraordinaire, Rolling Stones fan in June in Chicago. It's awesome.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right, Stevie.
We'll try and...
You got it. Can't wait for that. It'll be a lot warmer then. I'll tell you that right now.
I hope there's a window to sneak over to Ditka's, and I hope I can get there, too. So we'll talk.
I want you to.
Okay.
You better. You better make time.
Let's go, baby. Okay. Let's go. You the man. Keep up your good work.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a good one.
You too. John Decker, live in the White House. I think he's really good.
We got a text in from Stephen. Please don't spin this as a win. He promised that Mexico would pay for the wall. I believe various forms of the wall is a great idea, but don't forget what Senator Bennett and his colleagues said in the Senate 2000 12, 13, or 14, that they were going to give us $43 billion. What happened to that?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump got elected, and now whatever he says is bad. So right. it's all politics at this point. But, yeah, I think they'll get it signed. I think they'll get it done, and we move on to something else, and then Democrats can investigate something else. That's fine. I mean, everybody gets investigated. Barack Obama had a lot of investigations as well. And you just become like, okay, whatever, you know, because they're always ongoing. Uh-huh. And pretty soon we're running again. I mean, the control of the House is only for another year and a half. Then there's another election. So it's just constantly going on. We'll see. 7:43. Can we still get a reservation at Houlihan's tonight?
Yeah.
Houlihan's restaurant, all part
of it. And actually, if you're like, you know, the weather isn't just perfect, sweetheart, let's go Friday or Saturday. The Valentine's specials are going on through the 17th.
What a deal. So if you try Houlihan's restaurant inside Champaign-Urbana's iHotel and Conference Center, an experience that will awaken your taste buds, make your senses sing with gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes.
Yummy.
Yeah, they're having a wonderful week, and if you want to stop by, you'll probably see our friend Sam. Things will be popping because of the wrestling tournament at State Farm Center.
That's right.
So Houlihan's restaurant, fabulous food, great service, an ideal spot for your business lunch.
Share a bottle of wine. They have a $26 Cote de Roses that you'll want to try. I had a sample of that yesterday with my lunch yesterday. I always get these lettuce leaves with this chai chicken and then peanut sauce on top. It is wonderful. And then my sweetheart orders just a plain hamburger, nothing on it, and fries.
There you go.
And he loves that.
Bam.
Way to go, Mike.
It's Houlihan's restaurant. Go tonight if you can. Call, see if you can get in.
And again, Valentine's specials through the 17th.
Awesome. ESPN 92, and they're located just south of State Farm Center.
Exactly.
Okay, congratulations to Luke Luffman of Urbana. It's a kid featured in this morning's News Gazette. He has a chance to do something no wrestler has ever done in this area. Urbana senior Luke Luffman can be the first prep wrestler ever to win 3 state titles.
Really?
Nobody's done that.
Wow, that is quite an achievement.
He will be taking his grappling skills to the University of Illinois.
Does it say his weight category?
I think he's a big boy.
Okay.
I don't know what it says. He looks like I don't believe we'd wrestle. So we'll
be out of your class.
Yeah, I think any wrestler, even the 103-pounder, would be out of my class.
You know what, Unity, Joe Somerville, great wrestling coach, I took boys' PE for a semester.
Why am I not surprised?
Me and my friend LaDonna Kemper, we were the only two girls, and we had wrestling.
I bet you took them down.
And I wrestled LaDonna consistently.
Oh, I got you.
She wouldn't,
okay.
I mean.
Yeah, well, it would be really bad awkward to pin a boy. That would not play well for the kid.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to check your sports here in just a moment. ESPN 93.5. All right, sports headlines, 7:47.
What's kind of trending in Illini Nation is number 14 Illini tennis team beating number 7 UCLA in Chicago yesterday as we gear up for the indoor championship. Brad Dancer is really excited about this men's tennis team. Our women's basketball team in action tonight in Iowa. Go Illini. Our men are in Columbus to take on Ohio State. And that game is on ESPN2. Last night in Big Ten action, Rutgers over Northwestern 59-56. Nebraska beat Minnesota 62-61. Northern Iowa beat ISU at final 77-64. EIU and SIU Edwardsville in action tonight. On to the pros. Milwaukee beat the Pacers 106-97. Bulls over the Grizzlies 122-110. St. Louis and the Arizona Coyotes on ice tonight. Good luck to all the wrestlers heading into the area for the state championship.
I had mentioned John Mumaw, who was in that horrible crash. My buddy Greg sent this, that I got a story. It was off of I-65. 3 people actually died in this wreck. Multiple vehicles collided in a construction zone near the 54-mile marker, southbound lanes of I-65, 10 o'clock yesterday morning. The 3 victims in 2 separate vehicles. Indiana State Police said the initial investigation indicated that I-65 southbound was slow in the area due to a highway maintenance crew performing repairs to the southbound lanes. Tractor trailer driven by Roger Woody of Mooresboro, North Carolina, traveling the left lane approaching the state police. His vehicle collided. The rear, you know how that kind of dominoes?
Yeah.
And it was an awful, awful crash. I see a picture of a bunch of fire.
Oh, shoot.
Johnny Mumaw passed away, and that it lists his age here of 67.
Okay.
John Mumaw, 67, Philo, Illinois, had slowed behind the vehicle. A recreational vehicle was driven by Glenn Cardelli. He was from Wisconsin, and he'd slowed behind Mumaw's. It was sounded like a chain reaction.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, just horribly sad that Philo lost one of their best citizens.
John and Rocket Mumaw. Supporters, too.
Yeah, just a stalwart in a very small community of Philo. It's just you just lose somebody, the whole town hurts, and that's what's happening. And again, I thoughts and prayers with everyone. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. 749.
Check us out online at timtapman.com.
CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Bloomington Road, Champaign. Proud to provide all of their current and future customers with exceptional service department dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. The best janitorial supply company, CMI, female-owned, Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262 or CMIclean.com.
Up to 49 with the clouds, windy conditions, 20% chance of precipitation, down to 17 tonight. 25 the high tomorrow with clouds, down to around 16. Sunshine by Saturday, high 34, low 25, up to 32, down to 23 on Sunday with some morning snow showers coming our way. We're currently at 37, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we'll have Sylvia and Shannon from MT2 on next hour, and they're going to talk about Mission Match, how you can give Jesus a $50 Valentine.
Yes.
It's going to help kids all over the world.
I love that idea. Yeah. In fact, speaking of good things like that, Butch at Surf Pro had checked in and said thank you for his son, Rob Dollhouse. See you at home. They reached their goal.
Wonderful.
Of $250,000.
Wow.
And that's part of, you know, their budget that will help the homeless community in our area. He was also asking about Camera Clifton on LinkedIn and getting in her network.
Good.
Chris had a quick note here saying both sides about who won this budget deal. Have you heard any politician talk about a win for the American people?
Well, no. It's always a win for me.
Yep.
It needs to be a win for American people. We need a Troy Lanz for president yard sign.
There you go.
That's what we need. Don't tell me you don't remember 29 years ago today, because you were like 8. So that was.
No, I wish I was 8, but, you know.
That was the ice store, man. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember that. It power was out.
Mm. What were you doing? Were you wearing a belt then and your pants shimmying down a little bit? What was going on with you?
You know, back then I was actually working for a contractor in Bloomington, and I started out sweeping like the shop floors, you know, and persistence paid off, and I hung out long enough. They felt hard enough for me. They started me in the trade.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That's so good. And you weren't 8, but you were like 10. So
yeah.
It's Troy Lanz, Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. All right, what do I need to be doing right now with you?
Well, we're wrapping up the furnace checks. Again, as long as that's done once a year, it doesn't have to be done right before it's the season starts, but once a year. So we're wrapping those up. You know, there's a lot of water around.
Yeah.
So if you have a sump pump, even if you have a backup sump pump, please do yourself a favor and check it. Make sure it's working. If you don't know how to do that, we'll help you with that. But we do not like to see nice finished basements with water damage.
No. Okay, so they can call you, and you got the heating, cooling, of course, all the plumbing, the water stuff, the sump pumps, everything else. You guys do that.
Correct.
And they would just call 800-AIR-REPAIR.
Or LandsInc.com on the Internet, and there's a chat box there that you can fill out, and we'll get back to you during normal business hours.
Troy,
and schedule that way.
During the Channel 3 news sometimes, my voice comes up on your commercial about
Mitsubishi. That's right. You're popular.
And I get these texts saying, Diane, was that your voice? You know, so funny. Thank you for using me as the voice of Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Okay, my friend, you the man, Troy Lanz. Thanks for all you do with the community, too, and your wonderful charitable work. How's our project going over there?
You know, at the Lifeline Connect building, if things go as planned, there'll be drywallers hanging drywall this weekend, so that's exciting.
Wow, that's wonderful.
The insulation's been finished up, and drywall, and then pretty soon it'll be mud, tape, paint, trim.
Well,
great progress.
You're great at what you do, but you're better guys. So thanks for all you do, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Somebody just got married on Fox and Friends here this morning.
Oh.
And that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Sure. That makes sense. There's a couple that got married, but okay. What the dynamic of 30, 29, 20, I mean, they're timed.
You're right.
They got to get out on the break, so the vowels got to, you know, got to go.
Okay.
Got to go.
Yeah.
Not much here. Hurry. But no,
it's the bump music.
You don't see weddings live on TV very often.
That's right.
Okay, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.